All right, guys, what's going on? This is Neil. I just wanted to come back and give you guys an update on the market and just everything in general. First and foremost, I'm a technical analyst, right? I do not look at news as closely as these fundamental analysts do, but I do keep that in the back of my mind. Give me a second. I just need to make a trade. I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. Sorry, I was just making a quick little Bitcoin trade. But yeah, that's been my focus for the past couple of months is just crypto because I go where the volatility is. But I know where a lot of you guys and gals, hopefully that 10% of women actually watch this. Yeah, y'all follow the stock market and the broader market. So I'm gonna do a broad market and also a little bit of crypto, just because I'm trading it and I want to see more people trade it. I know there's a huge community of it, but it's not as big as a stock market, and there's a lot of opportunities in the crypto markets. So first and foremost, let's get started. Last week I was talking about a blow-off top in Nvidia, and it certainly looks like a short-term blow-off top, at least on the weekly. We went straight up, and what happens when everyone's on one side of the boat flips, and that's exactly what happened here. So looking at Nvidia, if you're a long-term bull, it's still pretty healthy. It's a very healthy consolidation if you're a long-term bull. But as you can see, on the weekly candle, we are kind of looking climaxy. That doesn't mean we're gonna go straight to like $200, but it kind of looks climaxy. So now what happens after this is we look at the retracement size. We want to see how big of a pullback we see, right? If it's a 0.382 retracement on the Fibonacci, it's a bull flag. If not, we will expect an equilibrium. But considering that we are at historic RSI levels, on top, just everything is just fully overextended. I wouldn't try to buy the dips until there's a significant bounce, and then you try to buy that dip once the bounce tops. And then put your stop below the bounce level. That is the best risk to reward scenario. But you will miss a little bit, a significant, not a significant, it's not a significant, but you'll miss some of the move. So keep that in mind. Another thing that I want to say is that keep eyes on crypto because we want to see this money being rotated around. So where is this semiconductor cash going to go, right? You need to think about it psychologically. Where's the semiconductor money going to go? Now, is it going to go to financials? Maybe. Is it going to go to big tech? Maybe. As you can see on Friday, Apple was an absolute beast. And that's kind of how it is when you see money rotation. Maybe it's going into Apple. It's been lagging a lot, right? So got to always keep in mind where the money is going. If the money is completely exiting, that is very scary. And we saw that in 2022, where money's just leaving the markets and it's not being rotated. So if you're a bear, you want to see that. But other than that, we'll see if it moves into crypto. We'll see if it moves into cannabis. Cannabis sector has been completely destroyed for the past like few years. It's trying to make a comeback, but let's see what happens. Another thing is, it's just look at value stocks. Are value stocks climbing? So you got to see where the rotation's going in. But all things considered, it's still very healthy consolidation. Even though we saw a significant bear day, we lost 2 days of progress in one day. So it definitely looks like a blow-off top with the volume coming in at the top. We'll see. If we see increasing bear volume on the way down, that's when things are getting a little bit The top is pretty much in at that point. And I've seen this happen a lot of times in crypto. I've seen this happen in 2017. I've seen this happen in 2021, I think, the last crypto move. So, all things considered, it is definitely something to keep in the back of your mind, like, okay, this is a blow off top. But yeah, let's move into, I guess, the bigger names, the other names. Let's look at Tesla. Tesla has been lagging a lot. And for me personally, I am a Tesla bull. I don't care about the fundamentals of it. I believe in Tesla. That being said, I'm not a financial advisor, just to cover my ass a little bit. But look, when you start seeing, when things start become less clear, you zoom out. So even the monthly is kind of less clear when a monthly downtrend. But you look at the 3 month, so this is the quarterly, I want to say. Quarterly time frame, we're just looking for a quarterly higher low, and I'll be trying to buy this dip on Tesla. But yeah, Microsoft lead bull. It's been one of the lead bulls. Very healthy consolidation. Potentially a weekly bull flag if this equilibrium breaks bullish. Google has been smoked for a little bit, but monthly EMA 12 holding pretty good. On the next Google bounce, we will be looking for a monthly lower high, potentially a monthly head and shoulders. But yeah, Meta has been an absolute beast. We want to see. Actually, Meta kind of looks like it's little toppy, but we don't see the volume in, so I don't want to say anything else. But yeah, that's so far the gist of the markets. Moving on to crypto, if this is what I've been focusing on, just all these rotations into altcoins and back into crypto and then into Doge and into SHIB and all this stuff. So crypto has definitely been in the spotlight, and I've been taking advantage of it. For me, we are bull flagging right under all-time highs. We did get to all-time high, but we got smacked down. But we bought the dip. The bulls bought the dip. So it is very, very, in a bullish environment. There's nothing else to say to that. It's a very bullish environment. When you see a 15% drop, V shape into all-time highs, that's when you know things are getting a little bit nutty. And that's exactly what's happening. Is everyone on one side of the boat on Bitcoin? Maybe. It definitely seems like a lot of euphoria out there, and that just makes me not want to sell everything, but makes me want to, trim some positions. But that means that we could potentially, see a solid move up in this price discovery. When, from what I understand, when we go into blue sky breakouts, RSI doesn't really matter, at least on the long-term time frames, but in the short-term time frames, definitely. If you want to buy dips, that's exactly how you do it. There was a moment in 2021 when I was like, I can teach a monkey to press the buy button every time Bitcoin hits 5 minute oversold, and it would just straight V shape. And that's a scenario that I want to see in a blue sky breakout environment, because that's when you really compound that money, right? So that's what you want to see. Bitcoin, it's just bullish. That there's no other way to put it. Ethereum definitely lagging a little bit to Bitcoin, but Ethereum is also one of those things where the BTC pairing is getting tight on the equilibrium. There's a weekly equilibrium shaping up, and if it breaks bull, you can bet that Ethereum will outperform Bitcoin, as long as it's in that uptrend. So yeah, keep an eye on Ethereum, keep an eye on Bitcoin. Currently, Currently, I am scouting coins that are either blue sky or have formed a solid base, and I want those to be laggards. The ones that are in blue sky, as I said in Bitcoin, when things go blue sky, it will get really nutty. But the ones that are forming the bases, I'm slowly accumulating positions in things like maybe sand, something like, for the most part, I was in fill, sand, and what was the other one? Fill, sand, and Doge. So I have all these other names, as well as Bitcoin, but I want to see the big daddy start running. And then once it cools off, I want to see all that money rotate into altcoins, just like how I said with Nvidia, where the money is gonna go. We'll find out. But for Bitcoin, it's easier because you just look at altcoins and those start pumping after Bitcoin cools off. So it's one of those things where you see that rotation game, and I love the rotation game. But yeah, looks like it's over 10 minutes now, so I will sign off over here. I definitely will be playing crypto a lot more than I used to. I started off trading as a crypto trader, believe it or not. So this is kind of like, my bread and butter. Now, I don't want to say that crypto is difficult, but yeah, definitely I'm going to be looking more into cryptocurrency to play rather than the broader market in the future. That being said, I hope you have a great Saturday or Sunday. I believe it's Sunday, actually. Peace.